Well, my friends, it is Thursday morning already, and thank you so much for choosing to join with me as we read God's Word together to get our day started on the right foot. Today, we're going to be in Mark chapter 9, beginning at verse 2. Here, Jesus takes three disciples with him up to a high mountain where he is briefly changed and revealed as a divine figure, an event called the Transfiguration. The disciples see him talking with Moses, the lawgiver, and Elijah, the prophet. And when they descend from the mountain and rejoin the disciples, they are met by a crowd and a man whose son is possessed by an evil spirit. Again, God's guiding word for us this week is discipleship. So, let's begin reading Mark chapter 9, beginning at verse 2. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, and led them up a high mountain where they were alone. As they looked on, a change came over Jesus, and his clothes became shining white, whiter than anyone in the world could wash them. Then the three disciples saw Elijah and Moses talking with Jesus. Peter spoke up and said to Jesus, "Teacher, how good it is that we are here. We will make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." And he and the others were so frightened that he really didn't know what to say. Then a cloud appeared and covered them with its shadow. And a voice came from the cloud, "This is my own dear son. Listen to him." They took a quick look around but didn't see anyone else. Only Jesus was with them. As they came down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has risen from death." They obeyed his order, but among themselves they started discussing the matter. What does this rising from death mean? And they asked Jesus, "Why do the teachers of the law say that Elijah has to come first?" His answer was, "Elijah is indeed coming first in order to get everything ready. Yet, why do the scriptures say that the Son of Man will suffer much and be rejected? I tell you, however, that Elijah has already come, and that the people treated him just as they pleased, as the scriptures said about him." When they joined the rest of the disciples, they saw a large crowd around them, and some teachers of the law arguing with them. When the people saw Jesus, they were greatly surprised, and they ran and greeted him. Jesus asked his disciples, "What are you arguing with them about?" And the man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought my son to you because he has an evil spirit in him and cannot talk. And whenever this spirit attacks him, it throws him to the ground, and he foams at the mouth and grits his teeth and becomes stiff all over. I asked your disciples to drive the spirit out, but they could not." And Jesus said to them, "How unbelieving you people are. How long must I stay with you? How long do I have to put up with you? Bring the boy to me." And they brought him to Jesus. As soon as the spirit saw Jesus, it threw the boy into a fit so that he fell on the ground and rolled around foaming at the mouth. "Well, how long has he been like this?" Jesus asked the father. "Ever since he was a child," he replied. "Many times the evil spirit has tried to kill him by throwing him in the fire and into water. Oh, have pity on us and help us if you possibly can." "Well, yes, I can," said Jesus, "if you yourself can. Everything is possible for the person who has faith." The father at once cried out, "Oh, I do have faith, but not enough. Help me to have more." Jesus noticed that the crowd was closing in on them, so he gave a command to the evil spirit. "Deaf and dumb spirit," he said, "I order you to come out of the boy and never go into him again." The spirit screamed and threw the boy into a bad fit and then came out. The boy looked like a corpse, and everybody said, "Oh, he is dead." But Jesus took the boy by the hand and helped him rise, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive out the spirit out?" "Well, only prayer can drive this kind out," Jesus answered. "Nothing else can." And today's key verse is Mark chapter 9, verse 23, where Jesus said, "Everything is possible to the person who has faith." And so, beloved, here At the beginning of this reading today, we have the fulfillment of the promise that Jesus gave to his three disciples that we read about yesterday, in saying that there are those people here will not die until they see the Son of Man coming in his glory. And that happened 6 days later as Jesus took Peter, James, and John up the mountain and he was transfigured. And then they saw Moses and Elijah ministering to Jesus. And so that prophecy of Jesus was answered, you know, within a week. But all is not well. As Jesus and his disciples come back down the mountain, they find that there's a big argument going on. And we find that there's a man who is so disappointed because Jesus' disciples were not able to cast the spirit out of his son. And Jesus, of course, was able to handle the situation. And I asked myself, what is different? Of course, Jesus said only prayer. And in another place, it's only prayer and fasting can drive this kind out. Nothing else can. But also, I'm thinking that just, you know, recently, Jesus had given them the news, bad news in their eyes, that he was going to die. And so I can only imagine how that sucked every little last bit of faith right out of them. They just had nothing left because everything that they had planned on, everything that they had looked forward to, Jesus had announced, well, you know, I'm going to die. Of course, they didn't hear anything else. They just heard that he's going to die. Which reminds me that the devil is going to try to bring all sorts of bad news into our lives. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And if he is successful in taking away our joy and taking away our faith, then we will find ourselves in the same condition that these disciples did. Totally impotent when it comes to doing the will of God. And so just be careful when you hear bad news that is contrary to what you've been hoping for, because if you're not careful, the devil can use that to weaken your faith. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, in faith, I trust in you. Teach me to listen for your voice and increase my faith day by day as I grow in knowledge of you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, this Thursday morning together has come to an end, beloved. Tomorrow we'll be in Mark chapter 9, where Jesus speaks again about his death, and the disciples argue among them as who is going to be the greatest. Until tomorrow then, may God's richest blessings be yours.